The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy, welcome to another Netball Show with Flyhawk as we preview those semi-finals at the weekend. Lightning v Rhinos at 2 o'clock and Manchester Thunder v Team Bath at 4. On this podcast we're going to look at Rhinos. Their inclusion as part of the Super League this season has been really, really incredible, winning a lot of fans. We're going to hear from Fee Turner, Paige Kindred, who's going to be running some Rhinos camps over the summer. But first, let's get the thoughts of Dan Ryan leading into the weekend.
I suppose we never really had expectations, did we? It was more about session by session as we gradually built the team and, you know, having no history and nothing to protect in terms of rankings. It was all about seeing what we could do day by day. And, you know, when we reflect back on where we started to where we are now, we're absolutely proud of what we've achieved. But we know there's more to give and, you know, the circumstance and the build-up have been tough, but we're going to give it everything we've got on the weekend.
We talked about the challenges of isolation last week. How have the team responded coming back into training this week?
Really well, like the ultimate professionals, to be honest, and I've been incredibly impressed by the way they've attacked it with their due diligence. The energy, the vibe amongst the group is incredibly high, and it's quite infectious. So, you know, we're looking forward to getting out of the house and coming to training and seeing each other and knowing that we've got a semi-final and hopefully a final or a playoff match to play afterwards. So plenty to look forward to this week, and the girls have done an incredible job to put themselves in the best possible position considering their challenges.
It's been an incredible season, hasn't it, of Vitality Netball Super League, and it actually went down to the very last game for us to decide. How much have you enjoyed being part of it this year?
Oh, it's been amazing. It's probably been the most competitive season that we've ever had in the history of the Super League, and I think the fact that we've been able to follow the entire stories of the season and the journey of all the teams and the players has been unbelievable. So Sky have done a great job in accessing that for all the fans and the netball public as well, which has been great. So yeah, it's certainly been a dramatic end to the season, that's for sure. Not how we wanted it to finish, but it is what it is, and hopefully the finals can be just as chaotic, just as dramatic, and hopefully it's a spectacle for all the fans to really embrace.
And it's Loughborough, eventually we were confirmed as playing, and we've had two massive games against them. What are you expecting from them on Saturday?
Well, I think, yeah, considering Loughborough was one of the last two games that we played before we had this extended break, 31st of May was our last game, so we played them on the 30th of May, which seems like a lifetime ago now, but it's really about just reconnecting with some of those things that we did really well in that match, but also identifying where the gaps were, and we probably felt like we were off the pace for only about 4 minutes in that game, but that was the difference between going goal for goal and losing by eight. But we know a finals match is a completely different scenario. The intensity is higher, the physicality, the aggression, the hunger, the desire from both teams will just go up a couple of notches. So our job is to prepare the players as best we possibly can, make them aware of what it's going to feel like out there so we're not surprised. And we've done a good job at that so far this week. But brand new ball game, but we know for us, nothing to lose, all the pressure on the opposition. Yeah, I think it's important that we understand that it is a different game, although it's the same game, and you will feel different emotions heading into a final. But I think our journey and how we've got there and the struggles we've had throughout the season to actually be in the top four is a remarkable achievement. And I think rather than being consumed by the performance pressure of being in a final, the group's incredibly grateful to continue to play again, and we know that we have absolutely nothing to lose. So if the worst case scenario for us is fourth place, it's actually a really successful season, but we're not happy with fourth. We want more. So we're going to attack the opportunity with everything we've got and see what we can do, knowing that we are the underdogs. We're not expected to make the final. We're not expected to win the title, but we probably believe we can if we're good enough. So it's about finding our very best and being better than it. And if we can do that under the pressure of finals, we're in a good place, but we know the challenge will be a big one.
It's been a great week for the team, lots to celebrate, but it's there's been some sad news for Danelle Wallen. Can you just give us an update on her?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, during our period of isolation, Danelle lost her nan back home in Perth in Western Australia. And obviously, there's nothing more important than family, particularly during these times. And our priority was to get Danelle back with her family as quickly as possible. So the club was fortunate once the isolation period for Danelle finished that we could get her on a flight on Monday. And so she flew back and is now currently in quarantine back in Australia. So she's one step closer to being reunited with her family, which is most important now. And we've certainly got Danelle in our minds, and we'll be playing for her on the weekend, and wishing her and her family all the very best. But if you need a bit of extra motivation, we've certainly got that, and we'll be doing the best we can for her as well.
How's Fee Turner feeling ahead of the game?
Yeah, it's definitely been a roller coaster for the group. I think coming off that last game at the end of May, Knowing that we had a couple of weeks off but prepping for the last two games of the season and then to be put into isolation, obviously with the COVID result, it was tough, but I think the group's come out of isolation really well. Obviously knowing that we've got the opportunity to step on court again has really pulled everyone, and we all have a lot of determination for it.
It's been a really challenging year for all teams, hasn't it, with COVID, and particularly for us in the last few weeks. How proud are you for the girls and the team for how they've coped with it?
Yeah, I think at the start of the season we all knew it would be like this, and we probably expected a little bit more of it during the season, so to come back and just to have that at the very end of the season, it's a testament to the work that the club and the league have done, and us as players to kind of look after each other.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk. Big game at the weekend as Lightning face Leeds Rhinos on Sky Sports and on our YouTube channel as well at 2 o'clock. Let's get the thoughts now of Paige Kindred, hopefully going to be taking part at the weekend, and she's also taking some Rhinos camps over the summer.
How was it when you got the news that you're going to be in the semi-finals?
I was very, very emotional. I actually fell asleep and I woke up like 3/4 of the way into the game, when it kind of kept our fight alive when Pulse were playing Mavs, when we'd thought the day before that potentially that was it when Mavs played amazingly well and beat Bath. So to have our journey still alive again that next day, and then we were waiting in the balance to hear the final decision on the points and things and how it was all going to play out, because we weren't sure what was going to happen. But yeah, just lots of mix of emotions, and the thought of being able to play again and us play at least one more time together and know that that's our last time together, rather than the opportunity to finish out the season as a squad and know this is our last time. I'm really grateful for that. But yeah, it was very emotional. I'm over emotional anyway, but those few days for me, I really struggled with, especially being stuck inside and just dealing with isolation altogether. It was kind of tough, but it was really good as well.
Now that you're in semis, is there a particular team that you would prefer to face or not prefer to face?
Not particularly. I mean, for us as a squad, the next step that we need to take is obviously to beat one of those top three teams. We've not beaten any of the teams above us yet. So that's the next step in our journey that we need to take and that we will take. But they're very different teams. So the prep will be, I reckon, quite different in that they have very different playing styles. But where we've come from the first time playing them and the second time playing them, we've generated so much knowledge, and we've seen just over this weekend that if everyone in the team does their role and everyone puts the performance out there, that any team can be beaten. And so just really exciting to be able to play again and go out there. And I know that we're kind of maybe the underdogs in the situation, but it's our first year. So I think when we just play with no fear and whatever happens, it's just fun to be out there with the team, and I'm excited to play against anyone, really.
What would it mean to you to get into that final and win?
Wow. it would be amazing. For us to make top four in our first year and come together as a group and have never played really together with such a mix of people from all over the place, some with different experience to others, and the most amazing experience we've had so far, the games and all of the things that have happened to us along the way would just make that win even more special. And I know we've got loads of people supporting us and we've just had so much fun. So to even get to the semi-final, we're obviously so excited and happy about, but to be able to push it that one step further and get into the final, and then if we were to go on to win it, it would just be absolutely amazing to experience that for the first year of Leeds Rhinos and with all of the team that we've made. It's been brilliant.
Post-finals, have you got plans this summer?
We do have a number of Leeds Rhinos camps that we will be running in all four areas of the North. North Yorkshire, early August, kind of 9th to the 12th. South Yorkshire, we've got one 16th to the 19th of August. And then Humberside, we'll be back there again 24th to the 27th. And then West Yorkshire, 31st to the 3rd of September. So we're really excited to be able to put on four camps this summer. We have done two so far, which we've had a great turnout, great feedback, and they've been so much fun. I've been there at both of them, coaching and things. But yeah, it's just going to be exciting to meet more people across the whole of the North and get kids playing and meet the players, meet fans. And yeah, just an opportunity to play more netball in summer.
What do you think the kids are mainly going to get out of attending camps?
I think just a new experience. Some of them may have just been working with kind of their club or their school, or had never even played before. So the opportunity to be coached by different people. Our camps have had really high quality pathway coaches on, player coaches, myself and Ria, you've been on a few as well. Just as well, the chance to meet players, get things signed, do question and answers and understand how life is for us as players, and kind of hope to inspire the kids to push themselves in their own training to develop. But yeah, just getting out there in the North, we know that with Leeds Rhinos pathway building over the last few years, but not having until this year the franchise, it's been really hard, I think, for the outreach and things for the kids with no kind of final end Super League goal and service to the North in the Super League. So it's great for us to be able to get these camps up and running and the foundation support developing netball in the North for the kids.
So with the camps, how long are they over the days? How many days? And sort of what do you get included within that camp?
So the camps are 4 days long. They're 9:30 till 3. We have a camp for 7 to 11 year olds and then 12 to 16 year olds. So there'll be two split camps. It's £100 for the 4 days, which is really, really good price for everything that's jam packed in. And that also comes with a Leeds Rhinos netball membership. So you'll receive a certificate with your name on, with your specific Leeds Rhinos membership number, and a few goodies as well in there, which is great. You'll get kind of access to exclusive offers and things like that, and your blog and extra little things that we can provide to the members as well.
A reminder of those semi-finals then, on Saturday, 2 o'clock is Lightning against Rhinos, and at 4, Manchester Thunder v Team Bath.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.